Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dad, we have a bug.
Bug Hunter. He loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude. An underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. No matter how many bugs you catch, he's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. Everyone knows something's gonna die when the bug hunter goes down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is the Scuba Cowboy, thescubacowboy.com. Bug Hunter, Barry the Bugger knows that Florida lobster season slash bugs was what we like to call them, ends at the end of March, doesn't it, Barry? Isn't that the end of Florida bug season?
Yes, it is.
So are you going out there before the season wraps up, or have you made plans?
I doubt it. I'm going to wait till... I'm going to wait till mini season starts because I'm ready to rock and roll.
Well, that's not till like July, dude.
It's not that far away.
Okay. Well, I think he's lost track of time. I mean,
he's right. It's right around the corner.
No, it's not. It's July.
Yeah. We're already deep into March.
Right.
It's like four months away.
Right. That's 4 months away. That's a lifetime.
When you can go out there anytime and catch a bug, Barry.
Yeah, when I have
through the end of March,
you know what he does for a living, right?
Barry the Bugger.
This is the time of year when I'm busy.
Yeah,
tax prep.
You have time. You need a distraction, just like I needed a break from diving for a month.
You needed a break from working so hard during the weekdays, right?
Yeah. I mean, just for me to have
what a crock
the tolerance to deal with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
CJ knows you better than anyone.
No, he knows. He knows the chaos I have to navigate week in and week out. And now I've just been, you know.
CJ knows you better than
anyone. I've filled the tank up. And now we're good.
Yeah. And so diving didn't cross your mind whatsoever.
Oh, of course it did. But I tried to block it out, just like, you know, I try to block you guys out every week other than
Why would you
Saturday.
Block it out? It's enjoyable.
Well, it is, but I just wanted to kind of, like, empty my brain of dive-related radio stuff for a month.
Well, that
the first time in 30 years, even I deserve a break today. Yes, it's true. And, you know, like I said, it gives me that much more, you know, juice in the tank to tolerate you guys. You know,
No. Diving chills you out. It doesn't.
Well, diving
cheers only help.
But when I got to come back and talk about it with you guys,
you make no sense.
No, when I got to deal with you guys,
back and you make no sense.
You know, okay. Look, you got to work with Jared the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, Barry the Bugger, Casey Tobacco Nut, Cock Jensen. I mean, this takes a toll. On one soul.
Right, so you dive and chill out.
Well, or I just take a break.
You're not dealing with us at all when you're
Australia. For a whole month I didn't have to. And
right.
I got to say,
now
my tolerance level is kind of been refilled. I can tolerate this BS.
Right, but I'm saying diving would only help.
Well, it would, but I wanted to just clear my brain of everything.
Okay.
Oh, he had help.
I'm just saying.
He had plenty of help to clear his mind.
What do you mean there, Jerry?
You out playing with the sheep and stuff. And
oh, Jerry's, he was jealous because I did send a text to the squad while I was away. I said, hey, I'm in New Zealand. There's 4.5 sheep to every person that lives here in New Zealand.
Is that the stat they feed every tourist?
No, it's the
and
truth.
You loved every one of them.
There were sheep everywhere. And, when I saw it, the first thing I thought of was Jerry and Gay Bigfoot.
I don't understand. I don't
furry.
It's
Gay Bigfoot's kind of furry or hairy.
Is that like a sheep? Sheeps are woolly.
Well, okay. I mean, you know, they get that. Anywho, let's just leave that one lie. I think we should.
Yeah, I think you ought to.
Yeah.
Bah.
But anywho, see, and this is why I needed a month off. I think we just illustrated it quite well.
Welcome back to the circus.
But look, you know, I met some cool people throughout my travels. One in particular was Steve in Australia. And I mean, he knew about Scuba Radio and said, could I help you out? And did this for us. Listen to this.
Hi, this is Scuba Steve from Australia. When I'm not wrangling koalas, kangaroos, crocodiles, and snakes, I listen to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, here's my close personal friend, Greg the Dive Bastard.
What?
The bastard. Oh, sorry, Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah.
Beta.
Oh.
There you go.
That was...
Sorry about that.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Crikey. He does listen.
Yes, he does.
I forgot he said that, actually.
Greg goes all the way around the other side of the world, and he's still loved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, those Aussies.
Were you anywhere near, is it the zoo that Steve Irwin has?
I was near it, saw his son. Yeah.
Queensland Zoo or something?
Did you guys visit?
We did not go to that particular zoo.
Oh, my God!
But he was the host of...
He's the Irwin?
He was all over TV.
You should go.
No, he was all over TV.
Who cares about TV?
He was hosting Australian Survivor. And
I don't care about that.
No, but I saw plenty of crocs. It didn't matter. You didn't have to go to that particular zoo to see a
croc. Oh, that's such a croc. That was a special zoo. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it wasn't on the itinerary.
You could have paid homage, Greg.
Itinerary.
I was on a schedule. We were traveling all around.
They're doing a group cruise. Okay.
We did four different cities in
Australia.
They didn't
listen to you at all. They didn't let you make any suggestions. It was like, we're doing this today.
That is correct.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
I was a tourist, and I just went along with the program.
Cut. Yeah.
And,
excuse me.
Yeah, and I did not dive. We were actually planning to snorkel the Great Barrier Reef, but it got canceled because the wifey wasn't feeling good that day. But some people went out and had a good snorkel.
You made her sick. I understand.
Well, that might be appropriate. She's looking for a break right now after a month of this. So, you know, it'll happen soon enough for her.
She's looking at the disaster in the house and saying never again.
No, what are you talking about? No, we had house sitters. I know better. Than to leave my home base of operations exposed to you numbskulls. You guys knew I was away.
The secret key.
So we had some security here.
It just occurred to me that I could have come over because I know the combination.
You could have.
Yeah, you could have raided the
Did not occur to me to come
store.
Over, though.
We had a full, we had the place
liquor
was full.
Liquor cabinet. Yeah.
No. We had a bunch of people here that were watching the house and guarding the premises from you numbskulls.
I would just go, well, he's expecting.
I planned this out far in advance and thought through every scenario. Yeah.
And, are you sure?
Went off without a hitch.
Oh, okay. Crap.
All right. Well, man, month and still seems like I need another break. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.